The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Injuries sustained from job-related and auto accidents, as well as slip and falls, can last for your entire life. Being paid for your pain and suffering is not only deserved, but is necessary. And most importantly, it is your right. Let the law firm of Raza Russo Shahabian expertly, empathetically, and aggressively fight for what you deserve. My name is Tom Russo, partner at Raza Russo Shahabian. With over 40 years of combined experience, my partners and I have relentlessly and successfully fought for our clients' needs. Contact us at 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. Do not be discouraged by your pain, and do not be discouraged by your experience with other personal injury attorneys. We are different. We are accessible to you 24 hours a day. We will keep you updated as to our progress and always fight for what you deserve. Again, our firm is Rosner Russo Shahabian, and our number is 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. Stop hoping for a great settlement. Together, let us fight for one. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Accidentally Yours. I'm your host, Tom Russo, and it's my pleasure to spend some time with you today and every Thursday at 3 p.m. right here on 103.9 LI News Radio. What's our mission? What's our goal here on Accidentally Yours? Our goal, our mission, is to inform, educate, and empower you. If you're an accident victim, if you are a loved one, a family member, a friend has been involved in any type of accident, you need to know your rights. You have every right to make an insurance claim to fairly and adequately compensate you for all of your injuries, whether it's your pain and suffering, whether it's lost wages, if it's property damage to your car. And you need a good lawyer for that. And you need to choose the right lawyer for that. On previous shows, we talked about the importance of how important it is to get the right law firm. Make sure that you ask the right questions and you do your homework when you actually meet with the lawyer. Find out if that lawyer is the one that's actually going to handle your case. Find out their experience. Does the firm actually limit their practice to personal injury accident cases? All very important. Even if you're hesitant about making a claim, just remember that you should still call and find out your rights just so you can make an informed decision. My law firm is Rosner Russo Shahabian, and our number is 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. I've been a practicing attorney now for over 20 years. I've always handled accident cases. It's my honor, it's my pleasure to fight for accident victims and their families. I've literally handled hundreds of cases and secured millions of dollars in settlements and verdicts for all my clients. It was my pleasure to do it. I love what I do, quite frankly. And every single day that I go to work, I know I'm helping people. And you need help. And if you're one of those people who has been involved in any type of accident, please make sure you call us. We are there for you. Rosner Russo Shahabian limits their practice to personal injury. We've discussed how important that is. We don't do this as a hobby. You have to know what you're doing. With my 20 plus years of experience and my partners, with each of their 10 plus years experience and our support staff and all of the different resources that we have and the various outside vendors that we use, investigators, we are on your side. We're ready to take on the insurance companies for you. Now, what type of accidents have we discussed so far? We've talked about accident cases involving car accidents or slip and fall, a trip and fall, or perhaps if you're a construction worker who's been involved in an accident, there's certain time limitations that you have. And you have to make sure that you file on time. You have to make sure that you gather the evidence while it's still there, while witnesses still have their memories fresh. It's so important that you call right away so that the attorney can actually get in there and do what's right for you. One of the areas of law that we practice here at Rosner Russo Shahabian, and it's our topic for today, is nursing home negligence. Nursing home negligence. This is a very unfortunate area that we deal with because it involves the elderly, and quite frankly, we have heard some horror stories. It's such a tough decision. And I'm not there yet, and hopefully I never will be there. But some of you out there, you may be sons or daughters, and you had to make that important decision. What do we do with mom? What do we do with dad? And what do you do? You have to, for whatever reason, you have to have them brought to a nursing home. And you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars per year to do this. And you do your research, and you're assured that they're going to get the best quality care, that they're going to be taken care of, that, yes, don't worry about it, it's going to be so good for them. And the scary part is that at some of these nursing homes, some terrible things can happen. We deal with all types of accidents and all types of neglect. Just some general statistics, as far as these instances themselves, there are over 300,000 complaints per year against nursing homes for any type of falls, or if someone had a bed sore, or any type of passive or active neglect. It's really quite scary. And I invite you to take a look at some of the articles that are out there right on the internet that will actually inform you about these things that go on. A lot of times what happens is these private facilities, they're understaffed. And they start cutting corners. And this seems to be a theme when we talk about whether it's a construction accident or whether it's any type of commercial property. People are cutting corners where they think they can cut corners. And the goal of a nursing home, remember, folks, it is a private institution for the most part. Most of them are. And they are looking to make a profit. So a lot of times, and you have to ask this before you actually bring your mom or your dad to one of these facilities, you have to ask them, are the people who work here, are they actually employed by this facility? It's very scary, but a lot of times what these places do is they outsource, and they actually put it out there, and the lowest bidder gets the contract. So the nurse who you think is actually employed by this facility, they're not. They might be an independent contractor, or they work for some outside company that you've never heard of, and you certainly didn't hire them. You hired the facility. And I had a case once, as a matter of fact, it was a terrible injury. It was a terrible fall that resulted in the person's death. And we found out the nurse that was assigned to our particular client wasn't licensed. Their license had expired, and they had all kinds of complaints against them. And the facility didn't do any type of check on this. It's really scary. So you have to know what you're getting into. Now, luckily, here in New York State, we have the Department of Health, who's very good about tracking these things. Now, there is no requirement in New York that these things be actually reported to the New York State Department of Health, which is troubling. It's troubling, quite frankly. I hope the law changes in that regard, because it just doesn't make any sense. Because this is something for all of us. And I invite you to take a look at the New York State Department of Health website, and you'll see statistics on all the different nursing homes out there. There's actually a map that you can look at, and it has all the hundreds of nursing homes identified on there. You can click on them. You can find out about complaints. You can find out about information, all types of things. And I invite you to do Google searches and make sure that before you bring mom or dad into one of these facilities, that you actually do your due diligence. Don't fall for the sales pitch that you're going to get. Of course, you're going to be brought into the sunshine room. You're going to be greeted by a nice salesperson, and you're just going to get the pitch. And then you're going to wind up signing off on a bunch of forms that you don't read, that they rush you to sign. And before you know it, mom or dad goes into this place, and you're hoping for the best. And let's be clear. There are some great nursing homes out there. And in fact, I'd like to believe, I'm optimistic that most of the caregivers there are trying to do the right thing. But unfortunately, what we are seeing, and you'll hear from my next guest, we're going to be talking about what we've seen, they're understaffed. They just don't have enough people. They just don't have the resources. And unfortunately, things happen. The Center for Disease Control estimates that about 14,000 people die from nursing home falls per year. Now, that's troubling. It's frightening. We have elderly people who obviously have trouble walking or have balance issues. If they're being placed into a nursing home, it means that they can't care for themselves. And what are you assured of? You're assured that they're going to be monitored, that they're going to be supervised. And yet these things happen. And we'll discuss it in the next segment, what happens. But basically every one of these facilities, they do a fall risk assessment right at the beginning. When you first bring mom or dad there, they're supposed to have qualified individuals that ask the right questions and find out what is the fall risk for this person. And depending on their score, that's the level of care that they're going to get. And there's certain things that they're supposed to provide, such as a bed monitor, for example, a bed alarm. So if the person gets out of bed, an alarm will go to the central station. Also, the bell that they ring in case they need help with everything. So many things to think about when putting mom or dad into the nursing home. Make sure they are safe and taken well care of. You're listening to Accidentally Yours. I'm your host, Tom Russo. My law firm, Rosner Russo Shahabian. Any type of accident case, any type of nursing home negligence, if you've been a victim or a family member, please give us a call, 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. Back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Accidentally Yours. I'm your host, Tom Russo, and you're listening to 103.9 LI News Radio. If you like the program, if you feel that this brings some type of value to your life, please let us know. Give us a call at my law firm, Rosner Russo Shahabian, 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. If you've been involved in any type of accident, if you have a loved one who unfortunately either fell or was injured or suffered some type of neglect at a nursing home, which is what we're talking about today, please check out our website, rrslawyers.com. Well, it is my distinct honor and pleasure to welcome our guest today, and he is a practicing attorney, happens to be our senior associate at the firm. Please welcome David Yarone. How are you, David?
Good to be here. Thank you so much for the invite. Happy to be here today.
Excellent. Absolutely. Very good. We didn't have to drag you down here to the studio. You voluntarily came here, correct?
Absolutely. I love it.
You signed all the waivers. We're all straight with all of that,
straight with everything.
Excellent. Very good. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to first tell us about yourself, David. Tell us a little bit about your background and what your experience is and what you bring to the table at RRS.
Absolutely. Thanks for that introduction. Born in Bayside, Queens, moved out to Great Neck as I got a little bit older. Decided I wanted to apply to law school. Always knew I wanted to be an attorney. Always knew I wanted to be in the courtroom. I wanted to stay local because family is very important to me. So I applied to a lot of local schools, got into Hofstra Law, went to Hofstra Law. Was able to stay very close to family while I was at Hofstra Law, and I took as many injury courses as I could. Basically, when I first got into Hofstra, they give you a course list. You get criminal law, you get, property law, and they give you something called torts, and then you get contracts. And I said, what's torts? It sounds like a bakery thing. I get there, it's all about injury, and I just fell in love with it. I took as many tort classes as I could until basically at the graduation ceremony, I was given the tort award. So it felt really good to do that. And I knew I wanted to practice injury law. And, you know, to just push the envelope a little bit, I started right out of law school doing personal injury. But I actually started on the other side. I actually started doing defense work. I worked for a major hospital in Nassau County. So I have a little bit of a different perspective on all these personal injury cases.
Let me pause you there. I'm a proud Hofstra Law graduate and alumnus myself. Great education there. Stay local, folks. Definitely get a good education at that facility. David, that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on is, I've always done plaintiff's work. For over 20 years, I've always been on the plaintiff's side. I hold nothing against the defense side of this. I'm just not cut out for it for various reasons. But I feel that you bring something to the table, which is what I wanted to actually have you explore here, too. And we're talking about nursing home negligence today. You actually handled these cases from the other side.
A lot of them. It happens a lot. It's really sad to say that a lot of families, you know, when you mentioned it earlier, you did a great job, but when you're leaving somebody, when you're dropping somebody off, you got to realize when you're taking them to a nursing home, they're already vulnerable. And you have somebody, this is their golden years, you want to visit them, you want to bring your grandkids, you want them to be having a great and enjoyable life. This is somebody that you respect, this is somebody that you love, and you drop them off at a nursing home later to find out they're not doing the right thing. And I've seen the records from the other side, and I can tell you, they dropped the ball. You know, and like you said, it is a business, and they will do what they can. A lot of these nursing homes will pack as many patients as they can into that building. And like you said, you come into the sunshine room, they're playing music, etc. As soon as you leave, it's really sad to say that a lot of these people are not given the attention that they were promised. A lot of these people are put into a room and they are left alone for hours upon hours throughout the day. And it's right there in the records. So it gave me a much different perspective seeing those records, talking to the nurses, talking to the doctors, and seeing why this happened. It's really scary.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, and I respect this about defense attorneys too, there's a lot of defense attorneys that we deal with day in and day out. They're very professional. I have the utmost respect for them for what they do. One of the things you have to be able to do as a defense attorney, and maybe you can comment on this as well, is you literally get handed a case and you don't have a choice. It's been assigned to you. And you actually know that the facility did something wrong, and you're expected to defend that facility. What are your thoughts on that?
That's one of the reasons why I couldn't do it anymore. You know, as a plaintiff's attorney, you can, you know, you draft up a summons and complaint, you have someone that comes to you, they tell you, my family member has been injured at a nursing home. The first thing you want to do is grab that nurse, and you want to ask her, what were you thinking when you didn't let this person go to the bathroom for 45 minutes? What were you thinking when no one checked on them? When you're a defense attorney, you can do that the first week you get that summons and complaint. When you're a plaintiff's attorney and you want to ask someone those questions, you got to wait at least 6 months. And you better believe that that nurse is going to be very well prepped by that defense attorney to say certain things.
Absolutely.
So it was very terrible, and it was very eye-opening as soon as I realized a lot of defense work. And like you said, there's a lot of great defense attorneys. There's a lot of great people involved in defense. But a big part of defense work is damage control. You already knew that you dropped the ball. And so what you're doing now is, you know that you have a giant insurance policy. You know a lot of that money should go to the plaintiff for their pain and suffering, but how can we make it so we're not giving them all of the money? How can we control this damage? And it's something that I didn't enjoy, but you know, other people, good for them, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So
that's the side of the defense side that I wasn't comfortable even thinking about doing, but the job's to deny. Even if they know that they are, quote, guilty in the civil arena, and to delay the matter, too. They know very well this is, first of all, anyone that brings any of these cases, it's heartbreaking enough. And I've seen this where it's such a tough decision. The kids already feel guilty that they put mom or dad or grandma or grandpa into one of these facilities. They already feel guilty about it. And that's probably also why they don't mind forking over hundreds of thousands of dollars, because they think they're getting this care. And then when something happens, it's almost like there's a feeling, I've heard this from people, that they feel guilty, like they caused this. I shouldn't have put them in this facility. How could I do that?
You know what? It's funny you mention it. A lot of people actually wait a long time to call me. They say things like, hey, this happened a year ago, but I didn't want to call an attorney because I didn't want to know. Go visit mom. They see something's wrong. They notice that her face is pale. They notice that, let's say, her clothing is torn. She's complaining a lot. But they're afraid to call an attorney because they're afraid to find out. What they did was is they placed mom in a place that they're not doing the right thing. They're not taking care of her. So you're absolutely right. There's a lot of guilt that goes along with it, but they shouldn't feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that places somebody in a nursing home is doing it because they love the person, they respect the person. And it's better, a lot of times it's better to put somebody in a nursing home. They need help, they need assistance. You don't want your mother sitting on the couch all day while you're at work. You want to put her somewhere where they're taking her temperature, they're making sure she's taking her proper medications, they're doing the right thing. When you find out they're not doing the right thing, you're right, there is a lot of guilt there. It's terrible. It is terrible.
There is this whole feeling that, you know, I don't want to do anything about it because I almost, it's almost like people punish themselves.
Right.
And what I've said, and I've said this in the past to clients, is listen, just remember that nursing home facility was and is a business.
Right.
And you didn't do anything wrong. You were assured that they were going to do the right thing, and they simply did not do the right thing. And by the way, we're going to get into this in the next segment. There are so many laws that direct the conduct of nursing homes. Just in New York State alone, you have the public health law. You have so many federal laws. You have the Americans with Disabilities Act. There's so many laws out there, and you can bet yourself, and you would know this, I presume, from your end of it when you were defending these cases, the nursing homes are not only well aware of these laws, but a lot of times they even have in-house counsel. They have lawyers that literally are at the facility or visit the facility frequently, and they do all kinds of quality checks. They make sure that the rules are being adhered to, and they make conscious decisions. It's risks versus rewards, okay? Do we spend the money here, or do we see what happens, and do we wind up paying for it later? So many terrible things can happen at nursing homes. Luckily, most of them are good. Do your homework. Go on the New York State Department of Health website. Take a look and see the various nursing homes that are out there, and absolutely do your homework. You're listening to Accidentally Yours. We are talking about nursing home negligence today. If you know anybody who is a victim, please give us a call, 516-376-0000. Back after these messages. Injuries sustained from job-related and auto accidents, as well as slip and falls, can last for your entire life. Being paid for your pain and suffering is not only deserved, but is necessary. And most importantly, it is your right. Let the law firm of Raza Russo Shahabian expertly, empathetically, and aggressively fight for what you deserve. My name is Tom Russo, partner at Raza Russo Shahabian. With over 40 years of combined experience, my partners and I have relentlessly and successfully fought for our clients' needs. Contact us at 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. Do not be discouraged by your pain, and do not be discouraged by your experience with other personal injury attorneys. We are different. We are accessible to you 24 hours a day. We will keep you updated as to our progress and always fight for what you deserve. Again, our firm is Rosner Russo Shahabian, and our number is 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. Stop hoping for a great settlement. Together, let us fight for one. Welcome back, everybody, to Accidentally Yours. I'm your host, Tom Russo. It's my honor, my pleasure to spend time with you today, every Thursday at 3 p.m. right here on 103.9 LI News Radio. If you've been an accident victim, if you have a family member, a friend who's been involved in any type of accident, you have to know the law. You have to know your rights. Where do you get that from? From a good lawyer. And who should you call? Give my firm a call. Consider us. Rosner Russo Shahabian at 516-376-0000. Today's topic, nursing home negligence. My special guest today, David Urone. He has worked both sides of these cases. He's been on the defense side. I'm now proud to have him at my firm, and he works these cases on the plaintiff's side. David, in the first segment, I rattled off a statistic that in the U.S. last year, there were approximately 300,000 complaints against nursing homes. Any surprise to you?
No, not at all. Not at all. From the way that if you ever go into a nursing home and you see what goes on there, if you visit a loved one and you see what goes on and how they're staffed, it's no wonder that there aren't more. Honestly, I'm surprised there aren't more. Maybe it's because a lot of cases settle. I was expecting that number to be much higher.
I'm not going to mention the facility. I will say it was here on Long Island. It's a case I have now. It's active. It's pending. And I was informed by someone in the know that there was a particular area within the nursing home that was known as the dementia, the Alzheimer's wing. Now, this was a wing. It was terrible. And I walked through it where they literally leave people there alone. and they are wheeling themselves around unsupervised. They're walking around screaming at walls, doing all kinds of things. It was horrifying. It was an eye-opener. I don't know if you're listening to this and you've never been to a nursing home, I hope you never have to go see one, but you don't realize what's going on past the sunshine room, as we call it, where the nice music plays and there's all types of smiles right before you sign on the dotted line and pay about $100,000 or so to keep them there. So make sure you take a full tour of the facility, take a look around, do your Google searches, see what's really going on. David, let's just talk about the step-by-step process. When someone has decided that they're going to put mom or dad into one of these nursing facilities, I had mentioned this before, they do an assessment. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's really important. Yeah, the fall assessment is really important. It's actually one of the first things as a defense attorney, we would look at that opening day. You know, usually there's a lot of paperwork that's generated from that opening day, that opening interview. Hopefully, there's a team of people that are working with you. When you bring someone you love to a nursing home, you should be speaking to a team of people. And one of the questions, I mean, here's a red flag right now. If they don't ask you, is mom a fall risk? Have you noticed if she has trouble walking around? Does she fall out of bed? Is she wobbly on her feet? If they don't ask those questions, just leave. And this is also coming from someone, I have had family members that have had to stay at nursing homes. So I understand if they don't ask specifically about fall risks, you should just walk out. It's very, very important.
Now, the interesting thing is, because I have, unfortunately, a troubling number of these cases that my firm is working on at the moment. I have a particular case where the individual was brought in with the family, and of course, the mother was a Holocaust survivor, so she'd been through everything. And now here she is, they made that difficult decision, she's brought in, and they do the fall risk assessment. And the way the fall risk assessment is done, there's people that are supposedly qualified to do this, and there's like a points score, depending on what the answers are to the questions, and then they come up with a final number. Depending on that number within the facility's own internal policies, they will decide how high a fall risk that person is and what level of care they will get. And now the interesting was, on this particular case, my person had a pretty significant fall risk on day one. And it actually showed you what was supposed to be done for that person. And they were supposed to have a bed alarm. They were supposed to be monitored for all these different reasons. It was known. So in other words, the facility was already on notice that they were fall risk. By 3 days later, they did another fall risk assessment and it shot up. By a week, it was so high that they were a substantial fall risk. And then sure enough, my individual, because you can imagine these people need assistance to go to the bathroom, and she was ringing the bell to get assistance. No one was coming for over 45 minutes, and she attempted to go to the bathroom, and of course, she slipped, she fell, and had horrible injuries that resulted in fractures, and ultimately, she passed away as a result of it. And my firm, we have the evidence, we have a good lawyer gets this right away. We had the records and it showed she was a substantial fall risk and that they should have had all these measures in place and they simply didn't do it. And it's troubling, but the reason why we found out too, there was no one at the nursing station and we got the records and they just didn't have enough people there. How often did you see that in the cases, especially where you defended, where they just weren't adequately staffed?
It was constant. The first thing you do is you go to the nursing home. As a defense attorney, you do your due diligence. You need to meet with these people. Again, as a plaintiff's attorney, you're not talking to these people for at least 6 months to a year. They're just going to roadblock you and they're going to wait till these people are prepped. As a defense attorney, you get a new case, you go right to that facility. And you know, there were times where I didn't want to even take pictures of what I saw because I know that becomes evidence in a case.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times you talk to these people and like you said, it is a business and they try to tell you, look, how many people do we need on this staff? I mean, we've hired so-and-so and so-and-so. We can't be checking these people every 5 minutes, but that's not what we're asking for. When you bring someone to a nursing home and someone tells you, oh, we're going to check on mom every 20 minutes, 25 minutes, etc., how is it possible then later on we get video as plaintiff's attorneys, somebody's pressing that bathroom button for 45 minutes and nobody's coming to their aid? So yeah, they say it a lot. We just don't have enough staff. Absolutely.
Terrible. Inadequate staff. staff that has not been properly trained. Again, sometimes they hire outside vendors or contractors at cheap prices. And in my case, as I explained, the person wasn't even licensed. It's absolutely terrible. We're speaking about nursing home negligence today. You're listening to Accidentally Yours. If you or a loved one or anyone that you know has had any type of accident or any type of situation with a nursing home, please call my firm, Rosner Russo Shahabian. You can reach us at 516-376-0000. That's 516-376-0000. So, David, we talked about falls. I think that's a big one. We see those a lot. And it's really a no-brainer. You would wonder why this happens. It's just a simple answer. It's neglect. If someone's going into a nursing home, we know they can't take care of themselves. A lot of times they come in with walkers, they come in with canes or even wheelchairs. It's just a no-brainer that these people need to be supervised. I just can't fathom for the life of me how people are depleting life savings, hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. I don't exactly know for what. And something like this would happen. It's just insane to me.
It's terrible. Honestly, it's terrible.
It really is. And so those are the falls. We see them a lot, that the person was a fall risk and there just wasn't someone at the nursing station, they're not answering the calls or they don't want to. I'd like to believe it's a staffing issue. But just remember too, and this is the hard reality. Just remember, these are people who are working there. That's their job. They don't love your mother. Right. They don't love your father, your grandparents. Maybe they like them a little bit.
Listen.
Maybe they have their favorites.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they're not going to be there like you would be there for
and
them.
Not only that, it's funny you mention it, because not only are some of these people very vulnerable, you have to understand, you mentioned a dementia wing earlier. A lot of these staff members know that these people cannot communicate well when their loved ones visit.
Right.
So if they're not being taken to the bathroom on time, if they're not being showered every day, if they're not being given food adequately, when their families come to visit, a lot of these, it's really sad to say, these nursing home residents, they're not able to communicate, hey, I haven't been fed in 2 days. Hey, I haven't gone to the bathroom in 2 days. 10 minutes before you guys got here, they just changed all my clothes.
Yeah.
And now I look like I'm fresh, I'm scrubbed, I'm ready. Somebody put makeup on, I look great. But when you're not around, mom isn't taken to the bathroom but a few times a day. And so you're absolutely right. These people are very, very vulnerable, and a lot of them can't even do things on their own.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to Accidentally Yours. We're speaking on the topic of nursing home negligence today. The message here today is not all nursing homes are bad. That's first and foremost. Go to the New York State Department of Health website and find out the truth, the statistics, and decide for yourself what the data is. What we are speaking of today is accidents do happen. There is negligence. There is understaffing. And if that happens, you need to call our firm. You need to speak with my senior associate, David Yarone, so that he can tell you your rights. 516-376-0000 after these messages. Welcome back, everybody, to Accidentally Yours. I'm your host, Tom Russo. We have Senior Associate at RRS, David Yarone, here, who has just such a great background, so much experience, both sides of the equation on these nursing home cases that we have. David, the statistics are troubling. We can agree on that. We can also agree that not all nursing homes are bad. In fact, most of them, thankfully, are good.
True.
Thankfully, are good. But there are some bad apples there, and you need to do your homework, and you need to go to the New York State Department of Health website, and you need to check them out. You need to do a Google search and see what happens out there. One of the main types of cases that we've seen and you've seen over the years are falls, of course.
Yeah.
Let's talk about bed sores.
Sure.
Now, this is a troubling topic. And to me, it really minimizes what the injury is. If you haven't heard of a bed sore, there's other names for it: decubitus ulcer, pressure sores, all these. Essentially, we're not going to get too graphic with this, but what we will say is that these generally come from people who are placed in a position where they really don't move much. So they're either bedridden or they're constantly in a wheelchair. They don't move around. And we'll get into the specifics a little bit, but there's a rubbing of the skin, and for various reasons, a sore develops, and there is a break in the skin. It infects, and this can get really bad, David.
It gets really bad. There's there's different stages it gets so bad. Yeah. I remember my first ulcer case, I remember I got it and I got the whole file and I said, this for an ulcer? What, somebody has, you know, some acid reflux, they have right. an ulcer? When I saw the photographs, I'm glad I was sitting down.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody is near a computer, do not Google ulcer right now. It's that terrible and it's something that's very sad because when you go visit somebody and you see somebody with that, you feel really bad. But basically, just like you said, when someone's laying down for an extended period of time, and if they already have blood flow issues, for example, if you have diabetes, it's more than just sugars going up and down. You have a blood flow issue. And if somebody's placed in a wheelchair and left alone for 12 hours a day, they're developing a wound, and it's growing, and it's getting bigger, and it's a major, major problem at nursing homes. Absolutely.
This is the troubling thing that I've seen, David, is when I get these cases, the staff always tries to minimize it. So what'll happen is typically the son, the daughter will go visit mom or dad, and their mom or dad will have a bandage on their buttocks. It's usually right above the coccyx, and they'll be like, "What happened?" And then they'll find out, oh, she has a little bit of a pressure sore. It's okay. We're looking at it, the wound special. And then you don't realize the extent of this, but these can turn into such terrible things. We've seen them, and there are stages to these. And you have to have a law firm that understands the medicine here. We have to put on two hats a lot of times. But these pressure sores, these bed sores can not only get to the point where it requires wound care, but sometimes it's so deep it can become gangrenous. Sometimes it can go down to the bone. It's so horrible. And they need surgery. And a lot of times there's infection, there's sepsis, and there's even death.
Absolutely. I mean, I will say one thing. I mean, if you know someone that has a wound or a pressure ulcer, it's not at the end of the world. Like you said, there are stages. There are things that you can do to fix it. One of the things we've talked about is being turned and positioned. Yeah. For example, if somebody has an ulcer on their back, on their lower back, if a nurse comes in, moves them around, turns them, gets some air into that wound, etc., you can fix it. You can negate the ulcer. The problem is, if somebody's developing this ulcer and they're sitting on that bed and they're sitting on there for 12 to 15 hours, and I will say also, a lot of times these people, they urinate while they're in bed, and now they're just sitting there. They're sitting in their own urine, it's sad to say, and the pressure ulcer is getting worse. It can get infected. I will say this, it's great that nowadays people have phones. These phones have cameras. 20 years ago, if you walked in to visit mom with a big camera, people would say, "What are you doing with that?" If you go to a nursing home and you think something is going on with your mother, take a photograph.
Report it.
Absolutely.
And yeah. You're listening to Accidentally Yours. My law firm, Rosner Russo Shahabian. If you know anybody who was in a nursing home and they had a bed sore, whether it healed or not, whatever you think the extent of it was, please give us a call. 516-376-0000. 516-376-0000. There are public health laws on point that address this. They're supposed to turn the person. They're supposed to reposition the person. We know this stuff. This is what we do, David, correct?
Absolutely, 100%.
Give us a call. Let us look into the case. David, in our few remaining minutes here, why don't we answer a few emails that we got, okay?
Absolutely.
This one I think we covered, but let's just reassess it. Erin from Brooklyn asks, "I'm worried about a family member at a nursing home. She falls a lot. Anything I should do about it?" What's your thoughts?
You know what? I never call. Call immediately. Call right now. You know, consultations are free. I never understand why people wait so long to call an attorney. You know, we could say to her, "Listen, go to the nursing home, see if mom's okay, take photographs, talk to the head nurse, etc." But instead of doing all that, call the attorney immediately. They'll know what to look for. So I would tell her, Erin from Brooklyn, please give us a call as soon as you can. If you care about your mother, if you love your mother, call us. A consultation's free. We'd love to help you through it.
And I would add to that, get everything in writing. Find out who's in charge there, who's in charge of the nurses. Get an email address and put it in writing. Put your complaints in writing. It's amazing how you can get things done if you just have it in writing. Otherwise, they can deny that the conversation's ever happened. So we have Ben from Plainview who asks, "I know someone that was hurt in a nursing home, but it happened years ago. Is it too late?"
You know what? This is the lawyer answer. It depends. If it happened 10 years ago, you might be in big trouble. I would say pick up the phone. You have a certain amount of time, actually, to call a lawyer. It's called a statute of limitations. If this happened 1 year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years ago, we can do something about it.
Right.
But the longer you wait, the more difficult it's going to be. So I would say pick up the phone and call.
Yeah. and you lose the evidence. I mean, typically it's a 3-year statute of limitations. We're not going to go into all of that, but sometimes you have municipal facilities where it's a much, much shorter time. I mean, some of these you have 90 days to report it. So the best thing to do is, first of all, you check to see if there's anything that can be done about it. And if there's nothing can be done, nothing can be done. But otherwise, we try and help you out with that. Danielle from Manhattan has emailed us, how can I tell if someone that is in a nursing home is hurt or who has a problem? Now, this is troubling. Things happen. There's all kinds of neglect and abuse in nursing homes at times where your own mom or dad is actually afraid to say anything. Because remember, you leave. And they have to be there with the staff and everything that's going on. Have you seen this, David?
We've had cases. I would say, Danielle, keep your eyes open. Like we said before, if you're noticing mom or dad, if their clothes aren't being changed, don't always call ahead. Stop by on mom. Don't tell her you're coming. See what's going on when they're not prepared for you. Does mom look pale? Are her lips dry? Is she getting enough hydration? You need to see these things. Keep your eyes open. Is her bathroom clean? And use common sense. Use your gut. If you feel like something's off, it probably is.
One of the other kinds of cases, too, and this is something that I think is important, is how do we avoid these things? What I've learned over the years is the number one thing is go and visit. Number one thing is go and visit, because there's a perception among the staff and the higher-ups that if the family members aren't coming to visit, there's this perception that, for lack of a better term, they can get away with more. The people who have constant visitors that come in, there's almost a feeling like they're cared for and they do get the better care. Learn who the nurses are. Speak with the nurses. Bring in flowers for the nurses. Be on good terms with the nurses to make sure mom or dad actually gets the care that they need. Everything in writing. Find out if you have any complaints whatsoever, if it's a bed sore, if it's a fall, if you're concerned that mom or dad is not getting the care that they need, improper medication. A lot of times, mom and dad's on a ton of medications. You got to make sure that they're getting the right medications at the right time. We've seen those cases as well, right?
Absolutely, 100%. You got to be really careful. Some medications can't be taken orally. You have to make sure that if your mother needs medication, she's being given that medication in the correct way.
Yeah. Absolutely. So to summarize today's show, first of all, David, thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
I'm glad to be here. It's a lot of fun. Honestly, it was a lot of fun. Everybody should come on this. This was a lot of fun.
Glad we spent some time here together. I can't thank you enough for what you bring to the table at our law firm. Folks, that's what it's really all about, is do you have the right lawyer? Do they do this as a hobby? Or do you have a law firm that knows what they're doing, that knows the law, that has the right people working for them? Give us a call at Rosen Russo Shahabian. If you know anybody that has been a victim of neglect or abuse at a nursing home, whether they've fallen and they've been injured, or if they've suffered any type of bed sores, even if you're not sure about it, it was long ago, give us a call at 516-376-0000. Thank you, and everybody be safe out there.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.